As I mentioned, we are joined right now by an all-NBA first-teamer, a guard for the Portland Trail Blazers, a four-time All-Star. He had a career playoff high, 50 points, including that game winner and series winner on Tuesday night. A franchise record 10 threes in that game. The Blazers advance. They move on to the Western Conference semifinals. Damian Lillard is our guest. Damian, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. So, Damian, have you seen the shot since the game? And if you have, what do you think when you watch it?
Yeah, I have seen it. It was just crazy because during the game, I felt like it was going to come down to something like that. Just like the one possession, I knew it was going to have to dig deeper to try to figure out a way to win the game. You know, I knew it was going to be that type of thing. And to see it end that way after already having an experience like that, after having an experience like that once before, it was just like, it was deja vu. You know, it was just a crazy feeling to be back in that same exact position again.
Damian Lillard, my guest. You know, I'm not sure what's more amazing, the shot, the wave, or the look into the camera when you were being mobbed, and then the post-game interview on the court. I mean, you really weren't freaking out at all. It was like scoring 50 and sending OKC packing on the final shot of the game. It was no big deal whatsoever. How were you so calm in that moment?
I mean, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. I don't want to play it off like I was too cool for that moment because it was a big moment. You know, obviously, after our past two postseasons, all the back and forth between the two teams in the entire series, and you know, then for it to happen in that fashion, you know, so I was excited about it. But I think even in my highest moments, I'm pretty composed. You know, I'm never too outside of myself, and it was just a great feeling, man. You know, to be able to have 50 in the closeout game, hit the game winner, mobbed by the team, and then the camera was just happened to be right there, and I just kind of looked up like, oh, camera right here. So I mean, it was a great feeling. I was excited. I don't want to play it off like I wasn't excited, but I mean, that's just more of a typical look for me to look like I'm not excited, but I usually am on the inside.
Damian Lillard joining us. You know, in terms of that, like, obviously, it was a huge moment, and I know you just acknowledge it. You and I have talked in the past about your approach to the game, so there's no doubting your passion and your desire to win, but at the same time, you may not always show that on the outside. How much of that is about being the unemotional, reserved, calm, detached warrior, quote-unquote, in the middle of that chaos?
I think that stuff is important. That stuff is important. Just because you to have that type of mentality and that type of approach, you got to train yourself for that, not just physically but mentally. And I think when you truly do those things, and it's an inner confidence, it's something that you're just sure of in your mind and in your heart. So, you know, when it happens on the inside, you're like, yeah, I'll prepare for this. You know, it's almost like you're talking to yourself in that way instead of being excited because you're being validated by everybody on the outside. You know what I mean? It's just everybody's witnessing it, and, you know, typically you will be so excited and that people are watching you do something so crazy. But for me, a lot of times I know what went into it. So on the inside, I'm like, yes, like I got the result that I basically invested in, you know, to get. And that's the feeling that I like the most, you know, is knowing that I did the stuff to put myself in that position and then it actually coming to life and having it. So that's more what it is. It's not that I'm not excited, because I am. It's just that on the inside, it's a different thing, you know.
Damian Lillard joins us. We're talking about the Blazers advancing. You know, from the outside, it seemed like Russell Westbrook thought that he was in a personal battle with you. Were you in a personal battle with him?
No, I wasn't. I think it was a personal battle, just from the standpoint of, look, we both the leaders of our team. We both all-star point guards. We both super competitive. And we knew that, you know, who each team was going to go as we went. You know, his team is going to go as he goes, and my team is going to go as I go. And whoever can outplay the others is going to have the greater chance to advance. So I think it was personal in that way. But I think the media and, you know, people outside of the actual situation have made it into more of a me versus him thing than it actually is. Obviously, we're going to battle it out. We both got strong personalities and a lot of pride and competitive. So, I mean, you're going to get what you got, but it's actually no issue there, you know? I think I just didn't really like how they tried to make it seem like there was a real issue between us, and me and Russ is cool, you know? Me and Russ, off the court, we actually are cool. And it's just that this is our career, and both of our season was on the line. A lot was on the line, and we had to battle it out. And, you know, that was it.
Damian Lillard joins us. So, Damian, my guy Chris Haynes, I thought had a great piece for Yahoo. And one of the things that he said in it was, quote, he had you quoted as saying, "I'm not out here to prove to these dudes that I'm the hardest mother bleeper in the league because they cussed at me on the court. But they know where I'm from. They know what I'm about. This is Oakland. But I don't take my bleep personal. My goal is just to get the win," end quote. So my question is, how do you get that balance between showing where you're from and what you're about, but not taking that bleep personally?
I think you don't take it personal, because on the court, people say a lot of things. When you're passionate about it and emotional about the game, sometimes you just say things out of, you know, in that state of mind that you don't really mean. And it's competitive. Some people say stuff just to get in your head or just to irritate you or frustrate you. So I never take what's being said personal on the court. You know, like I said, guys say things out of emotion, say things in the moment, stuff like that. But I don't think I've ever given people the vibe of somebody that's going, you know, that's going front and that's going to start nothing and, you know, try to play tough and all that stuff. But, you know, we know, like, players around the league, we know about each other. You know people's backgrounds and where they're from and stuff like that. And I don't think being from Oakland just makes me the hardest person in the world. But I come from a place where you have to be tough. You have to be fearless, and you get challenged and tested, you know, just growing up where I grew up. So, There's no fear there. There's no worry. When I'm playing basketball, I'm focused on basketball and winning the game. I'm not focused on trying to prove how tough or ain't nobody going to say this to me or that to me. You know, that's not my focus. So that was kind of what I meant. Like, you know, anybody on the court, they just say what they want. And if it ever came a time where, like, my manhood was challenged or something like that, then, you know, they would have to prove it to me. But I don't think it's ever come to that. You know, I don't want it to sound that way. I'm just saying I'm just not going – that's not my focus on what somebody is saying to me or feeling disrespected by what they're saying, because I know how people get during games. And, you know, that's it.
Damian Lillard is joining us once again. You know, Haynes also had this story about how you had some people at your house Monday night to watch the Houston-Utah game. And at one point you said, quote, "I'm getting rid of these mother bleepers tomorrow." Also, another great quote, I thought.
Yeah.
What did you feel and know that made you say that in that moment?
I mean, I was just watching a game. Houston had a chance to sweep, you know, and I knew it was going to be hard for them because they were on the road trying to close out the series. In Utah, they play really well at home, great crowd. And they just had to, like, I knew anytime you're in an elimination game, you got to dig a little bit deeper, you know, because the team is going to go out fighting. You know, they want their season to continue. They leave it all out there for that game, so that's usually the hardest one. And it just made something click in my mind where I was like, tomorrow's going to be one of those games where I'm going to have to really, you know, put my will out there and try to will the team, and I'm going to have to really dig deep. You know, our group is going to have to really dig deep and go through something. You know, it's going to be a tough battle. And if we answer that call and we're willing to dig deep and do whatever it takes, we're going to come out on top in the end. And I think that actually came. You know, it came where we were down 15 in the fourth, and we just kept fighting. You know, that was the adversity that night that we had to go through to get it done, and we fought through it. And we get to the end of the game, and boom, you know, it was our moment. And it was something there that we had to fight through. So I was just like, this is supposed to be the end of the series. You know, 3-1, we could finish it at home. We can get some rest based on what the other series we'll be playing. If we win, is we got to get this done. So at that moment, I kind of just made up my mind, like, this is what needs to happen.
We're talking to Damian Lillard, locked in. You know, you mentioned exerting your will. You talk about going through stuff. If you look at the big picture, if we go back a year, the season obviously did not end the way that anybody would have liked. And as a team and an organization, right, there's not only soul searching, but you could have fallen apart, but that didn't happen. And you've gotten a lot of credit for helping keep that whole thing together. As a leader, how did you go about leading in the aftermath of the last year?
I mean, it wasn't just me. You know, I think it takes a group to keep a group together, because there's always people that can be like, yeah, that sounds cool, but I ain't buying it, you know? So I think our team, you know, our entire group has done a great job, even our coaches and our, you know, our training staff and the guys in the video room. Everybody's kind of just kept their head down and just kept working. But I think for me, it was just about, okay, you know, if they want to say all this stuff about us, When I do something great, you know, when I hit a game winner, like last game, they giving me all this credit. You know, everybody wants to sing praises and all that stuff. And, you know, I accept that part of it. So once we got swept and everybody had bad stuff to say about us, I just said, I'm going to accept responsibility and I'm going to take as much blame as I can. You know, like every opportunity I get, I'm going to put it on myself. So my teammates don't have to, you know, I want to take them off the hook so they know that I'm willing to take the blame. I'm willing to bite the bullet or whatever. And then when I do that now, whatever I do going forward, you know, they'll respect it. And they'll be more willing to follow suit and trust and believe in that going forward. And for me, I said, all right, I'm accepted. I'm going to embrace what happened and the challenge and all that stuff. And going forward, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be sharper. And I just felt like when you go through stuff like that, and we got good people in our team, we got a good culture, we got a good staff, we do things the right way consistently. And when you go through something like that, that means it was just your turn to experience that. And if you work through it and do what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to do and stuff like that hits, I feel like it's a reward for you at the end. And I think right now we just starting to see the beginning of what our reward for continuing to trust what we've done and staying together and continuing to work.
Right, so because of all that, you go through that. It's part of the process. It was your turn to go through that. You're better for
exactly.
It. Do you feel like you personally, Damian, I'm making it about yourself for 1 minute before you go, do you feel like you've reached a new level of mastery in your game?
I do. You know, I think I'm always trying to find ways to, like, how can I improve? You know, looking in the mirror and just trying to really look at things that I say, okay, you may not want to admit it to yourself or whatever, but you could do this better. You could do that better. You know, that's been my route to improving over my career. And, you know, now you've reached the level where last year I made my third All-Star game. And now I'm saying, what can I do? And last summer I decided, you know, okay, the guy that I trained with, Phil Beckner, I'm just going to hire him permanently to, you know, where I can use him during the season, year round. I can just, you know, stay sharp. Don't have as many ups and downs in the season, so where I'm just staying sharp. So, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing I did to keep myself moving up, you know, to keep getting better and going to the next level. And me and him, we working together during the week, during the regular season. He'll come to Portland for 2 weeks, and we working out. And then me and our strength coach, Ben Kenyon, our routine, everything has been consistent, and we've done it on a different schedule than I've done it any other year in my career. So I think that's really propelled me to, like, a new level, just because of the details, the small stuff that I'm working on, the time that I'm putting on. It's not always a super hard workout, but it's really detailed and sharp. And then the body maintenance stuff, staying healthy, staying strong, staying explosive, staying fresh, staying rested, active recovery, all those types of things. I've done those things at a much different level this season consistently, and I think it's really showing in my game.
So finally then, Damian, hearing all that, and you've had a couple of walk-off playoff series winning shots, when you lay your process out like that, when you talk about the work you've done, the fact that you have this presence in key moments, how much of that is something you're born with, and how much of that is something you train for?
I think a lot of it is training for it, because I can't speak for everybody, but my confidence in the shots I take and the stuff that I do on the court comes from me knowing that I put the time in and me being comfortable in it because I've done it over and over and over. I think in the other part is just my upbringing. You know, I grew up in a family and around like a bunch of cousins and in a neighborhood around a bunch of people where you had to be able to hold your own and you had to be in a group of kids where you're getting clowned on and you at the park where you got to be able to play basketball, football, and baseball. You got to be able to defend yourself and all that stuff. So I think it just develops toughness and confidence. Just good preparation, you know, almost like that survival of the fittest type of thing where, you know, if you can survive in that type of environment I grew up in, you need to be able to survive anywhere. You should be comfortable and confident anywhere. And that's how I feel about stuff I do on the court. Like when I get in a situation, I feel confident in it. And then you add that with the time and the reps that I put in and the confidence you get from that and the comfort you get from that, you know, I think that's the result that you get. You just, those situations, you're just able to rise up to it because you're not afraid to fail. You're not afraid to, I guess, be ridiculed and talked about if you fail. And if you handle it right, it's kind of what you expected. Or if you're successful in that situation, it's what you expected. So I don't think nobody's born with it. I think it's developed.
Damian Lillard, my guest. My man, you and I have had some really, really amazing conversations over the years. But I'm going to say right now, never one quite like that. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you making yourself accessible today, Damian. That was an amazing game to watch. And I know you've got some unfinished business, but really good to get caught up. And thanks for making time for us. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.